Call it the first official contest of the 2016 presidential campaign. Sure, the election's a couple of years away. Nevertheless, we have a pair of finalists. They are cities hoping to host the Republican National Convention two summers from now. In this corner, Dallas, Texas.
You know from Big D, my own, yes. I mean Big D, little A-double-L-A-S.
And the other contender, hailing from the shores of Lake Erie.
Cleveland, city of light, city of magic. Cleveland, city of light, you're calling me.
Okay, to be fair, that song is not one you'd likely find on a Cleveland convention pitch playlist, since the chorus is about how the Cuyahoga River, which runs through town, caught on fire back in the 60s. So, how's this instead?
Cleveland rocks! Cleveland rocks! Cleveland rocks! Cleveland rocks!
Cleveland rocks!
Even better is that this song is performed by a band called the Presidents of the United States. Of course, Dallas can counter with some alt-country royalty, like Joe Ely. He sings here about the charms of approaching Dallas from the air.
Did you ever see Dallas from a DC-9? Well, Dallas is a jewel. Dallas is a beautiful sight. Dallas is a jungle, but Dallas gives a beautiful life.
Or they could always go with the theme song of Dallas's most infamous and dysfunctional TV family. Well, maybe not. We'll find out which city wins sometime later this summer. Already eliminated from the competition are Las Vegas and Kansas City, certainly not due to a lack of musical options. Democrats, meanwhile, have also begun the city selection process for their convention, but no finalists have been named. Their decision will come by early 2015. We anxiously await more song cues.